First time I heard Alan Barnes was when I was working at WIDR in Kalamazoo, Western Michigan's student-run radio station. My partner at the time, Vonzell Reed, who I was doing a show with, introduced me to the Blackbirds records for the first time, and the whole catalog of Donald Byrd, Stepping Into Tomorrow, Blackbird, Street Lady, that whole thing. When I heard the Blackbirds, I was really taken with their sound and with their musicianship and the cohesion of the music they made, both on Flying Start and on the first Blackbirds record, which is, you know, the only two records that Alan played on from that era. The first time I played with Alan was in 2007 for the Detroit Electronic Music Festival with Malik Alston. He put a big band together and I was playing drums, Alan was playing sax and flute. And shortly thereafter, I hired Alan to work with us for the City Fest, which Gorilla Front Mob had been asked to play, but had been asked to get a featured artist to perform with us. And after that time, I continued to play with Alan for another 9 years. And we played together in prime time, his band at Baker's for the last 6 years, Gorilla Funk Mob on and off for that entire duration. And we put a group together called the Blackbird Review, which was doing music of Donald Byrd, the Blackbirds, and Fonts and Larry Mizell, two of the main co-writers and producers of that whole era. So we played together probably 150 times over the last 9 years, and every single time I played with him, I got better as a musician. Influence on the Detroit music scene is, in a word, profound. He was the link between Donald Byrd and J. Dilla. He was revered and loved within the electronic music community as he recorded with Carl Craig and the Interzone Orchestra and the Detroit Experiment and many, many other projects. He was able to traverse genres effortlessly between funk, jazz, bebop, hip-hop, and beyond. He had so much more he wanted to do and was getting ready to do. But the body of work he left us will stand the test of time. One of his favorite sayings was, "The music is more real than the people," and he proved that with his body of work in his lifetime. If I had to choose one song for everyone to hear to sum up who Alan Barnes was as a person, as a musician, as a friend, I would say that track would be Midnight at the 20 Grand off the Detroit Experiment project. In that song, when the flute comes in at the beginning, you can hear his kindness. You can hear the spiritual nature of who he was. And you can hear the humanity in the performance. It is a powerful, powerful song. This Friday at Burt's Warehouse Theater in Eastern Market, Detroit, we will be having the Alan Barnes Detroit Salute Benefit Concert. 100% of proceeds go to benefit his family, go directly to his family to help pay for funeral expenses this week. We did not expect to have this conversation this early. Alan was 66 years old. His family has done a marvelous job this week, so we're going to do everything we can to hold them up and to support them in this time of bereavement. concert will feature performances from Gorilla Funk Mob, Finale, Big Tone, Poetic, John Cloud, and Super MC for a one-hour hip-hop tribute set to the artists who recorded records and had features with Alan. Immediately following the Gorilla Funk Mob set, we will have a two-and-a-half-hour open jazz jam session, which will feature some of the greatest Detroit musicians Alan ever worked with and some of his closest friends. It will be a truly epic night in remembrance of one of Detroit's greatest musical sons, Alan Curtis Bonds.